You are listening to episode 6 of 2-Minute Tales, and this is Rona Simmons. In each episode, I introduce you to a real-life individual who appears in my book, A Gathering of Men. This time it's Colonel Robert H. Kelly, a graduate of a U.S. military academy and the Army Air Corps Flying School, earning his wings in the late 1930s. He had been working in the heady world of Washington, D.C. for the Chief of Staff, Air Staff, in the War Department, and was soon sent to England to serve as the new commander of the 100th Bomb Group, a hard-luck group that had suffered significant losses in 1943 and earned the nickname the Bloody 100th. In the book, the protagonist, Lieutenant Roger Perry, arrives just a few days after Kelly and is humbled and honored to be welcomed to the Thorpe Abbott Station by the new commander. Just days later, perhaps relishing his new position of authority or to set an example, Kelly insists on leading the 100th Bomb Group's mission, taking the place of one of the group's more seasoned pilots. When the bombers arrive over the target, a submarine pen in Sotavast, France, Kelly does not call for bombs to be released. Instead, he elects to pass over the target and return for a second run at the same altitude and same heading. A disastrous decision. By the time they came around and lined up on the target, the Germans were prepared and easily took down Kelly's plane. That chance meeting between Roger Perry and Colonel Kelly proved to be a sobering one for the young lieutenant. Imagine learning that one of the first people you met in the war is the first person you know to be killed only days later. It might have been a wake-up call for Roger and all the young flyers who believed it could not happen to them. Thank you for listening. I hope you'll stay tuned for more podcasts about other real-life individuals in the book. You'll find a new episode of the series every 2 weeks on my website, ronasimmons.com. That's ronasimmons.com. And A Gathering of Men will be available in February 2022.